players today.
The Trade Feed for Host Plus, an industry super fund for all Australians. And Toyota, Toyota certified, pre-owned in a class of its own. A trade news update for Beaumont Tiles. Hey Tylers, need stock fast? Beaumont Tiles are ready to help with over 115 outlets stocked up.
This is the trade news update for Beaumont Tiles. Hey Tylers, need stock fast? Beaumont Tiles are ready to help with over 115 outlets stocked up. All right, well, Cal broke the story last night that Jason Horne-Francis, he'll be heading back home to South Australia, most likely with Port Adelaide. And Harry Mackay has signed a 7-year deal to remain at the Blues. Riles, did you see that one coming, the big deal?
Yeah, they wanted to get this one done before Christmas. It was always a priority for Carlton to get Charlie Curnow and Harry Mackay locked away before Christmas, and they've done that now. Before the trade period even opened. So it was a massive deal for them. It's 6 years for Charlie Curnow on top of the one that he had remaining, and 7 years for Harry Mackay on top of the 1 year he had remaining. So lock them both away before they hit free agency. It's something that Cal and I have spoken about a lot in the last week.
The free agency market's dropping.
Yes.
At not a rate. Rate of knots.
Papley, Oliver,
yep.
Mackay, Curnow. Like, these would have been some of the biggest names on the market next year. And they've all been taken away before it even started.
Yeah, and I think, as you well know, Riley, I don't think there was much temptation for Harry Mackay to leave.
No.
And although Essendon made a bit of a Hail Mary a couple of years ago, he was never interested in going, and that carried through to this year, clearly, where he hasn't even seen it through to his free agency year to make a decision. And, look, his brother's going to be an interesting one next year.
Mm.
I don't see a decision coming anytime soon in a similar manner from him.
7-year deal. It is a long time, but is this just the way we're moving? We're looking at now bigger contracts, aren't we?
Well, I don't think you have a choice. I mean, yeah. What do you do? If you're the club, he's going to get 7 years anywhere
exactly.
else.
Yeah.
So what do? You let one of your best players go, and down the track, if you want to move them on or they want to leave 3 years in, you'll find a way to do that. And we're seeing that with Brodie Grundy now. Sure, the Pies are in a bit of a different spot with it, but it still is the same scenario where you can move these things on and do that. So I just don't think, unless there's an all-club amnesty, everyone puts their hand up and says, we're not going to be giving long-term deals, then there's always going to be a demand for them. And that's where the best players are always going to have that possibility for them.
I would love to see that meeting of all 18 clubs. All right, can we just promise each other no one offers our best players long-term deals, please? Let's just make an agreement. No one offers long-term deals anymore.
All right, we're going to head to Marvel Stadium because Josh Gablich is there with Hawthorn list manager Mark McKenzie. Josh, over to you.
Thank you, Sarah. Yes, I'm here with Mark McKenzie. Friday was a big day for the club, Mark. You signed Carl Amon as a free agent, but disappointing news with Jack Gunston requesting a trade. How disappointed is the club to lose Gunston?
Oh, yeah, it's sad to see Jack go. Obviously, we're keen to have him to stay, and you know, he's just been a massive part of our club for the last 10 years. But on the other side of it, we're happy for him. I mean, it's a lifestyle choice for Jack, and the main thing is he's happy, so he has our best wishes, definitely.
Is the expectation that you'll execute a trade with Brisbane or the depart as a free agent?
Yeah, not quite sure at this point in time. We've only had an initial discussion with Brisbane, so I think we might be catching up a bit later on, but I'm not sure where that sits at this point in time.
Send you back to trade radio. We've got Sarah Olley, Riley Beveridge and Cal Toomey.
No worries, cheers.
Mark, thanks for joining us on Trade Radio. Are you anticipating a busy 10 days? Because you've got a couple of things potentially on the go, particularly Jack Bowes. Tell us about it from your angle and how interested you are in Jack Bowes and the Gold Coast Sun.
There's always going to be a bit going on over the next 10 days, Cal. It'll just be interesting to see what sort of takes place. I think it seems like a lot of clubs are going to be busy over this period, so and a lot are prepared, to be honest, compared to previous years. It looks like everyone was ready to talk sort of a couple of weeks ago to see what was going to happen over these couple of weeks. Yeah, we've definitely got interest in Jack. We want to see our mix of our midfield change up a little bit, and we think Jack brings the ability to play inside as that taller mid could complement that. So definitely have interest in Jack.
Has that been the pitch to him in terms of playing that inside mid role? Because he's been at a half back at different points at Gold Coast and clearly has an interest in playing as a midfielder.
Yeah, but he's played plenty of midfield throughout his career, coming through juniors and obviously at Gold Coast. So we know that he can play that role, and he's definitely a different mix to the guys that run through there for us at this point in time. So, you know, that's where it sits at this point in time. As much as he's played a little bit of halfback from there, he does have versatility, but he's shown plenty over the time as his ability to play as an inside midfielder, and that's what we like about him.
Where do you expect Tom Mitchell to be playing his football next year?
Oh, look, we have, Tom's a contracted player at this point in time with us, so yeah, there's always open conversations with everyone's management group, and we have that with Tom's, we have that with all of our other players over the next coming weeks, but next coming days, but you know, Tom's a contracted player, and that's where it sits at this point in time.
As you say, contracted player, if he was to depart, he's got 1 year to go. What's the expected return? Is it an early selection, a mid-draft selection? Is it a take on of the salary? How do you look at this one if he was to leave the club?
Yeah, well, I think in everyone's case, as could be any players involved in this sort of move, if they're actually contracted from that end, whether it's picks or, and salary, we know that's coming into the game a little bit more, but we're sort of dealing in hypotheticals at this point in time. But, yeah, look, we'll just have the open conversations with whether it be Tom's or everyone else's management throughout these coming days. But with deals and that sort of thing that happens throughout this, it's always picks and money. They're always chatted through any part of deals. So that's just really becoming a lot more common at this point in time.
Have any clubs approached you about Tom Mitchell?
There's been some interest initially from Collingwood who've briefly chatted about Tom. But, yeah, we'll see where that goes over the next few days.
What about Lloyd Meek, Mark? Is there any update there from your perspective? Obviously, the club's keen to get him. He's keen to move, but Fremantle at this point, as you say, a contracted player.
Yeah, Lloyd is a contracted player. So, you know, we've seen a bit of the ruck merry-go-round go, you know, happen over the last few years, and we've definitely got interest in Lloyd. He's played some really good footy this year and developed quite nicely, but yeah, we've started some initial chats with Fremantle, and we'll see where that goes. But the bottom line is he's a contracted player, so we'll see how that pans out over the next few days.
And last one before we do let you go, Mark, we appreciate your time. Obviously, you guys are still deep in a draft mode as well, because you're still in that rebuilding phase and going through that with your list. You pick up Josh Ward with pick 7 in the draft last year, pick 6 on the table at the moment. Who have you got your eyes on? What do you think of the pool at the top rung? I know Sam Mitchell has been in a few games late in the season checking out the talent. What do you think of the group at that point of the draft?
Oh, I saw your phantom draft come through just the other day, Cal, and it looks quite nice. I think there's plenty of options to go at that pick 6 at this point in time. But, yeah, we think it's... Yeah, we'll look to probably take around that sort of 4 picks, I think, at this point in time in the draft. And we think there's strength at the top with some depth as well. And look, from our point of view, it's not just necessarily positional. We'll look at the talent, not overcomplicate it too much. So, you know, there's been some inquiries about pick 6, but at this point in time, we look at taking that. We think that there's a number of players there that can help us. So excited to get into the draft in a couple of months' time, but we'll focus on trade period over the next few days.
Well, good luck with that, Mark, and thanks for joining us on the Trade Feed.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Mark McKenzie there, the Hawthorn list manager. Tom Mitchell, fascinated by that. Where's he going to be next year?
Well, I think he's just... it's a few other cogs have got to play out before Collingwood are able to absolutely commit and make that one happen. So I think the Pies clearly have a lot going on, and Brody Grundy will get to Melbourne. That'll happen, but... there's still some other things that we'll have to get through before they can turn their attention solely to what Tom Mitchell's up to. He's got a year to go on his contract. He's going to get to Collingwood. I think Collingwood has an interest, but I don't think it's as pressing as has been reported.
This is the Trade Feed for Rheem, built tough for Aussie conditions. When it comes to water heating, ask your plumber to install a Rheem.
You're listening to Continental Tyres AFL Trade Radio. Engineered in Germany. Proven in Australia. Search Continental Tyres today.
Two juicy chicken patties with a fiery coating. The Double McSpicy is back at Macca's. Lucky there's creamy mayo or it'd be too McSpicy. Can you handle the heat? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.
Which brand of tyre is trusted by more premium car manufacturers than any other? Continental Tyres. Which brand of tyre conducts more safety testing than any other in the world? Yes, Continental Tyres. And which premium tyre brand is engineered in Germany and proven in Australia? That's right, Continental Tyres. If safety matters to you, search Continental Tyres today.
Hot body you've ever seen. Ream comes on steady, hot and strong. It just keeps on and on.
Only Ream offers a 27-litre continuous flow water heater with 6-star efficiency.
Install a Ream.
Install a Ream.
Install a Ream.
Ask your plumber for Ream, Australia's number one.
This trade period, there are some top-performing players you'd love to have on your team. If you're with Hostplus, you're with a top-performing super fund over the long term. Having a top performer on your side